Acts chapter 22. Men and brethren and fathers, hear you my defense which I make now to you. And when they heard that he spoke in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence. And he said, I am truly a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, and yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards Yahweh, as you all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest does bear me witness, and all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters to the brothers, and went to Damascus to bring them which were there bound to Jerusalem for to be punished. And it came to pass that as I made my journey and was come near to Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me, and I fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me, Shaul, Shaul, why do you persecute me? And I answered, Who are you, Master? And he said to me, I am Yeshua of Nazareth, whom you persecute. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid, but they heard not the voice of him that spoke to me. And I said, What shall I do, Master? And the Master said to me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told you of all things which are appointed for you to do. And when I could not see for the brightness of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Hananiah, a devout man according to the law, having a good report of all the Jews which dwelt there, came to me and stood and said to me, Brother Yeshaul, receive your sight. And the same hour I looked upon him. And he said, The Elohim of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will, and see that just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For you shall be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. Well, why do you tarry? Arise, be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Sovereign. And it came to pass that when I was come again to Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance. And I saw him saying to me, Make haste, get quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive your testimony concerning me. And I said, Master, they know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on you. And when the blood of your martyr Stephen was shed, I was also standing by then, and consenting to his death, and kept the clothing of them that slew him. And he said to me, Depart, for I will send you far from here to the Gentiles. And they gave him audience unto this word, and then lifted up their voices and said, Away with such a fellow from the earth, for it is not fit that he should live. And as they cried out and cast off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the chief captain commanded him to be brought into the castle and bade that he should be examined by scourging, that he might know why these people cried so against him. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion that stood by, Is it lawful for you to scourge a man that is a Roman and uncondemned? And when the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, Better take heed what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the chief captain came and said to him, Tell me, are you a Roman? He said, Yes. The chief captain answered, With a great sum I obtained this freedom. And Paul said, But I was freeborn. Straightway they departed from him which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. The following day, because he would have known the certainty wherefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands, and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear, and brought Paul down, and set him before them. End of chapter 22.